Well, Master's Call family, it is now time to get ready for what thus says the Lord. We're going to put on our whole armor of God, and I ask you right now if you would join me in a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is a day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for every good and wonderful thing that you are doing for us right now in our lives. We ask you right now to come and bless us as we listen to your word, as we armor ourselves with your word this morning. We ask you to bless the messenger this morning. Empty out them, Lord, everything that you have for us this morning. Let us decrease so you can increase, because it's not about us, it's about you, Lord. So we ask you to bless each and every one on this call. Give them an ear to hear and a heart to receive what you have to say this morning. We thank you again, Lord, for the leaders of this call. We thank you for Pastor Vanessa and Pastor P.K. Roberts for their obedience in saying yes and bringing us all together on this call. And we thank you because for Artists International, which is the thread, which is what brought us all together to begin with, God. So we ask you to bless and anoint the company, to keep watch over it, and God, to bless each and every traveler this week as we lead out to Miami to the conference, God. We ask you to bless and anoint the conference that each and everyone in attendance will get just what they need to further themselves, God. We thank you and we praise you. We bless you, and we shall forever live for thee. In your precious name, Jesus, we thank you and we bless you. Amen and amen. And right now, this is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, reminding each and every one of you to put on the whole armor of Christ, because that is his word. So right now, I'd like to bring forth the host of this call this morning. Host, are you there? Host, are you there this morning?
I'm here, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Minister Tiffany. God bless you and take it away.
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us on this majestic Monday. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer. And I so appreciate the God in you. I hope you will have an awesome and amazing day. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California, where it is raining outside this morning. But to God be the glory for the great and the awesome things that he is doing in 2016. So happy to greet each one of you and to welcome you to the Master's Call. Oh, we are so excited about what is going on in the atmosphere. We thank God for the Master's Call and for the two co-founders, our two co-founders of the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. We thank them that on October the 25th, 2010, we started this, the Master's Call. And that means that we are 8 days away from celebrating our sixth anniversary here on the Master's Call, where we have been empowering, enriching, and enhancing lives every single Monday through Friday as we begin our day here with the Master. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so we thank God for what he has been doing here on the Master's Call. And without our founders, yes, we would not have this telecommunication sanctuary where we're able to gather and fellowship each and every single day. So to God be the glory. And so we have a website. So if you're visiting us for the first time and haven't been with us since 2010, it's quite okay because all of our information, all of the bios for our speaker, our prayer directives for the Artist Regional Conference can be found on our website. So if you go to www.themasterscall.net, you will see all of our information for our website. We ask that you will share our website with a friend. Also, we are 4 days away from the Artist Regional Conference 2016 that will be happening in Miami, Florida. And we will be having a church service on the 23rd. And so we will need your assistance. We will need some of you to serve. And so if God has been nudging you and saying, you know what, it's time for you to step out and do something new, we invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general minister, Brenda Henry Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. And so immediately following this call, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. And today, our speaker for Inspirational Monday will be none other than our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, our Mississippi Queen, all the way from Mississippi on the Gulf Coast. So we invite you to join us there. That number is 712-770-4005, and you'll use the access code 294-617-pound, and that's immediately following this call. Well, now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so on this Monday morning, to get us started with this awesome week that we are anticipating and expectation, is none other than one of the co-founders of the Master's Call. We call her our mother eagle because a lot of times she sees something in us that we do not see. Why? Because she operates in the prophetic. She is definitely anointed. She is victorious. She is amazing. She is noble. She is efficient. She is saved. She is sanctified. And she is appointed for a time such as this. I love her so much. She is the pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Ministry in Dallas, Texas, but currently she has been taking care of her mother, Mother Josie, out in Prairie View, Texas. And I'm telling you, this woman, every day she is absolutely on the go doing something to enhance the kingdom of God. So it gives me the greatest honor, the greatest privilege, and the greatest pleasure to bring to the line and the next voice that you will hear. And I hope you are spiritually ready to hear what God is getting ready to say, because I'm telling you, she is coming boldly and mightily this morning on the Master's Call. None other than our mother eagle at this time, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you out there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much, Songbird, Miss Sunshine, way out there on the West Coast in Inglewood, where it's still dark, but your spirit is bright and sunshine, and we love and appreciate you for hosting this call. Also, a big shout-out to our Silver Fox, Miss Jackie. Can't wait to hug you all next in a couple of days. At the end of this week, all roads are headed toward Miami. Getting excited, getting organized, just so grateful. And then as soon as we get back, just as excited because it'll be the official 6th birthday of the Master's Call. Well, I tell you, we have a lot going on, but this morning, to kick off this week, there is a word from the Lord. You know, I've been really fasting and praying, and many of you all, thank you for going to our themasterscall.net website and praying the prayer directives with us. But as we've been fasting and praying for the upcoming conference, God has been dropping two words in my spirit of structure and system. Structure and system. And I know a while back I had done a series, really several years back, and the Lord told me to go back and look at it and tweak it. And for many of you, it will probably be the first time you've heard it, because a lot has happened in us and through our personal lives, our corporate lives, through artist life. So we want to talk this morning on godly success comes from following a godly system. Godly success. I was very, very clear as the Lord put a megaphone in my ear to make sure I put godly success, because too many of us go for worldly success. We go for materialistic success. We go for just personal success. But God was very clear with me to make sure I amplified in your hearing this morning. We're talking about godly success comes from following a godly system. And that should be reflected literally in every area of our lives. Now, the acronym God gave me years ago for a system was save yourself some time, effort, and that could be energy and money. For systems, save yourself some time, and let's say for most of our teaching this morning, effort and money. And really, it could be at a mandate, because each and every day we speak into our spirits and we're ministers in the marketplace. If there is an assignment, there is a definite mission that God has assigned, preordained on our lives individually and collectively since the beginning of time. So that we're all on one page. God has a system. And what does system mean in the Meridian Webster Collegiate Dictionary? It means an arrangement, or it means a structure. I said, go ahead, Holy Ghost. It means a system, also means a method. And for some of us, a system means a routine. It's a procedure. So words like arrangement, structure, method, routine, it's a strategy. And when it's a godly system, it's already blessed. See, every morning, let God help you. As I was taught well in corporate America, plan your work and then work your plan. In other words, as I did early this morning, got a little early a nudge from the Holy Ghost. Usually wake up around 4:45. It was like, wow, get out the farm. But okay, let me get up, God, and get in your face and get in your presence, so that every morning we plan our work with God and then we walk it out and work our plan. In other words, we develop a system. Psalms 37:23, very familiar passage, that 23rd verse in the 37th division of Psalms says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. With the big things and even with the small things, we all develop a system, a routine on how to get things done. And we must learn to see God for his system. We're talking about godly success this morning. Will bring about and come about through a godly system. Remember our theme for this year. We started on in January in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. How is that happening? Through God's system of holy living. See, we're in the middle of the 10th month of the year of 2016. And what does 10 mean in the Bible? Well, the number 10 is used on many occasions to signify testimony, law, and responsibility. And I did a little research, because I always believe that when you understand the foundation, you can build a sound building. And with that number 10, we have to understand law and responsibility, and utmost, that word called order, the completeness of order. Now, we all know 12 is government, but before you get to the government, we got to establish in our lives individually first the order of God. See, in Genesis 1, we find the phrase God said 10 times with a testimony of his creative power. Remember, God gave to Moses the 10 commandments. To men, 10 represents, again, the responsibility to keep the commandments. A tenth is a tenth of our earnings, and that's a testimony of our faith in the Lord. The Passover lamb was selected on the 10th day of the first month, as was Jesus, the lamb that takes away the sins of the world, in 1 Corinthians 5:7, the 10th day of the 7th month, which is we just went through a while back is the holy day known as what? The Day of Atonement. When we go to the New Testament, Jesus used use of 10. Jesus loved to use the number 10 in many of his sayings, particularly in his parables. There were 10 virgins in Matthew 25. There were 10 leopards in Luke 17. There were 10 talents again in Matthew 25. And there were 10 minions in Luke 19. There were exactly 10 I ams spoken by Jesus in the Gospel of John. We're talking about this morning the godly system that gets us to the godly success. Well, you know I'm an acronym queen, so let's break it down where we can put some meat on the bones that you can take away and nibble on all day. When we hone in on that word system, remember we said God has a system. That's the arrangement, a structure, a method. God wants us first with that S to have a savings account on his word. Come on now. Have a savings account on his word means to store up the word of God in our hearts. That S in system means God wants us to live saved and sold out lives full of God's power so that in 2016 the demonstration of his glory can be seen in the marketplace with our system of marketplace ministry, being the ministers of the marketplace. And that S in, that first S in system is we seek. See, seek isn't a coincidence. Seek is us being proactive. We seek God for his strategy, his will, his desires for our life. We seek to search for, to hunt for, to seek out and inquire about. See, with our artist business, it takes time to take massive action. Yeah, but we've got to do it when we're talking about a godly system. Then why a system? God wants a complete yes. God wants a complete yes from all of us, a yes and a yay and amen. It means to be totally, let me say that again, totally submitted to obey God and his word in every area of our lives. And otherwise, God wants us yielded to his word and his will for our lives. And then God wants us to be, this is where some of us get in trouble, equally yoked with partners, business deals. Not those who do not glorify God. Light does not hang out with darkness. So when we're being equally yoked, that's what our scripture Isaiah 1 and 18 and 19 comes. When you're willing and obedient, when you're yielded, you're willing, you're obedient. And then the word promises us that we'll eat the fat of the land. All that second S in system is some. Most of us have been in network marketing for a period of time, and we've heard the four, I call it the SW cube. What's the SW cube, Dr. V? So glad you asked this Monday morning. Some will, some won't, so what, so next. Come on now, some will. When we preach this gospel of Jesus Christ, some will get it. Like the seeds in Mark 4:4, some falls on stony ground, some falls where the sun scorches it up. Some are shallow, shallow saints, where they know enough scripture just to be in trouble, but not to be powerful and live the same life. And some let that word soak deep in their spirit and live the sanctified life. Some will, some won't. So what? Next. So next. In God's system for success, we all have heard about that 80-20 rule. It's really from an Italian economist, Petriello is his real name. But that 80-20 rule, that sum that makes up the 20%, which is the core of any inner circle, even in the church, it's 20% that are doing the work. In any social organization, it's that core of 20 that really carries the 80, you know. The whole church is full on Sunday mornings, but it's usually only that 20% that's out for Bible study and the extra projects. But yet they all want God to show up and show out when they only sometimes show up. All we have, each group of the subs are important. All of them are important. Teach and train everyone the same. Each group of some helps make the system work. each group of some are still valuable. Some will excel in God's system for success. They plug in and desire to be mentored, knowing one day the student will become the teacher. All this morning we're talking about godly success comes from us operating in a godly system. Let me move on. That T in system is we all must desire to walk, to live in the timing. All timing so important. The timing of God. See, there's a chronos timing, the C-H-R-O-N-O-S in the Greek, and that's where we get the chronological time. And as I look at the clock, it's 7:21 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's the chronos. But people of God, we have to be in the kairos, K-A-I-R-O-S. That's knowing the season and the timing, to not just have a good idea but wait for the God idea to show up. The very best way to stay in God's timing is to every day first give him your quality time. When you seek God first in quiet time and meditate on his word, the veils of heaven open up and you'll be able to walk in his timing. Next, we want effectively using our God-given talents in that TN system. With our businesses, God gave us his time, follow his instructions, and he will order our steps and use that talent and lead us to the place of training, another T, and hopefully maturity. Remember, practice does not make perfect. Let me say that again, because we often hear that said, but it's not the truth. Practice does not make perfect, but perfect practice makes perfect. Spend the time learning it right. You don't want to be perfectly wrong. You don't want to be perfectly poisoned. The perfect practice in the sight of God makes it perfect. And that Hebrew meaning of perfect is what? Mature. Applying godly, the other T, techniques, strategies based in his word. God has a plan and a strategy for success in our lives and with our businesses. Proverbs 19:21, his plans, his purposes, they will always prevail in our lives. Years ago, God gave me the 3D technique. And what is that 3D? I know we've heard of the 3D glasses, but you know, when I go into that place with God, he just drops those nuggets in my spirit. He said the 3D, Dr. V, is stay devoted, then develop good fruit, and with your fruit, stay determined. Let me say that again. The 3D technique in our godly system of success is stay devoted. Shouldn't have just two or three people call you and then you're ready to walk away from artists. That means you were never devoted in the first place. Some of these products will save your life and you get hit with a dumb attack and want to just be moved by money instead of the mandate God's put on your life. Or we could do another whole series right there. Stay devoted. Develop good fruit and stay determined. And as we head toward our last two letters, godly success comes from following a godly system. Save yourself some time, effort, and money in 2016 through me. God's glory is being seen, but it's through God's system of holy living. What does that E stand for in our system? Every day, make a deliberate effort, but let that effort be full of enthusiasm and energy. Every day, make a deliberate effort. God gave you a new day. His mercies are new. You woke up. A whole lot didn't see this side of the Jordan today. Be full of energy and enthusiasm. Let people hear it in your voice. Do all that you can do with effort. And then trust our God to do all the rest. But the key is that our efforts must represent our best efforts, giving it all we got. We don't need a 30, a 40, 50% effort. Give it all to God. And the effort is always easier when we do it with a mindset, with enthusiasm. What do you mean, Dr. V? An attitude of gratitude, with energy plugged into the ultimate source, God. Today, decide to be radical for Christ with energy and enthusiasm. Every day, as believers, we should edify and encourage one another. You know, edify means build up. Every day, we should be planting the seeds of encouragement one to another, I love to encourage others. That mother eagle, at first I was uncomfortable with it, and now I'm like, God said, no, no, that's your mantle. You're the born encourager. Then I realize, wow, the more I'm around people who talk about my dad would always see the good. It may only be a morsel, but he'll microbiology in on that morsel to help you sit up, stand up, and the God inside of you speak up to be all you're called to be, encouraging others. And every day, let your focused faith establish the legacy of health and wealth. And that last letter, the M in system, let us look at the M is the mindset, the methods that bring about the manifestation of godly success. See, it's important we know to have a godly mindset. 1 Corinthians 2:16, I pray for it every day. For he who have known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ. Lay hands on your own sanctified forehead and prophesy to yourself, I have the mind of Christ. So when stinking thinking wants to come in, when just craziness wants to come in, I have the mind of Christ, and I want to do it with the methods that glorify the Lord that I serve. I want to do it in the methods that's doing the right thing. I don't want to do the right thing the wrong way. We have the right idea and then do a wrong method. No. To have godly success, we must learn to adhere to the methods of God. And then we'll see God show up and show out with a manifestation of his power. So today, choose today to have godly success from following a godly system in every area of our life. Save yourself some time, effort, and money. How? In 2016, through me, that's your prophetic word, God's glory is being seen. Why? Because I'm doing it through God's system of holy living. So sorry for going over. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. And you don't have to apologize because that was definitely a mighty, meaty message on this Monday. So I'm going to be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for the day. Let us go to God in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, we thank you for this majestic Monday that you have made. We thank you for each and every single caller who has dialed into this The Master's Call. We pray that you would continue to enrich, empower, and enhance their lives as they go through this day and every day, oh God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would provide traveling graces and mercy to each and every single one of those who would travel to the regional conference this week, and also any other traveling that they may be doing, God. We pray that your angels will be dispatched from heaven into their lives right now, oh God. And so we come this morning lifting up Altramise Wicker and her family to you, also Vicki Humphrey and her family to you, asking that you would give them your comfort, your strength, and your peace right now in the name of Jesus as they go through this bereavement season in their lives, oh God. We also lift up Kendra Carter to you, and we say that you are the ultimate and mighty healer. And so we ask that you would just touch her head from the touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, God. And I speak right now that all of the needs that are set out for the 2016 conference will be met in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. But in this Monday, as we use your godly systems to have godly success, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that we will go out with anticipation and expectation that your glory shall be seen in our lives in 2016. These things I decree and I declare in the matchless, marvelous, majestic, and mighty name of Jesus. I pray right now, and it is done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. So we want to go back. Absolutely go back and listen to this mighty word today. So please dial 712-432-1085 and the same access code to use, 957 677 pound. We will be heading over to the new Morning Motivational Call where it is Inspirational Monday, and our speaker, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, will be speaking to us this day about it's all about relationships. That number is 712-770-4005. 294-617-pound is the access code. Remember, we are 4 days away from our regional conference in Miami, Florida, October the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Don't forget to register. Get your hotel room. You still have time to be there this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And next week is our celebration week. And so on October the 25th will be our 6th year here on the Master's Call. And we thank God for allowing us to move forward in a magnificent way for almost 6 years. Okay, I think I've given you everything that you need to know now, but like I said, go back and listen to the replay. But thank you again to our Silver Fox, Minister Jackie, for seating us and greeting us today. Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for that mighty word that you gave to us this morning on godly success and a godly system. And will you come back at this time and give us our benediction for this day?
Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for your presence and your strategies as you teach us godly success. We want no worldly success. We want no good ideas. We want the God ideas that are already anointed, appointed by you. As we leave this call, Father, we thank you that we'll do it by your system so that we can embrace the godly success that glorifies you. And with everything we do and say, we will give you the glory, for it all belongs to you. We'll give you the honor, for none is greater than you. And we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out. Have an awesome day. And look forward to hearing a lot of you on the new Morning Motivational Call. Be blessed. Bye-bye.